Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be sure to text somebody or call somebody and tell them that AlfredaLoveShow.com is on. You can either go to the website, AlfredaLoveShow.com, and click on the radio part, and then you can click on StellarGospelMusic.com or AlfredaLoveShow.com. If you want to call in and listen, the number is 347-843-4981. Once again, the number is 347-843-4981. I would love for you to listen to the ministry live. In addition to that, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in, listening to AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. We have a very important ministry and show for you on tonight. The ministry that we're going to talk about is our needs and wants, and actually we're going to create a matrix like we've been doing, and we're going to make those needs and wants known unto God. And then, of course, we're going to go through and begin to create our study materials and resources for our basic Spanish. So we're in for a treat on tonight, so I want you to get comfortable. But we're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless us and help us to magnify and glorify who you are. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Then, Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless those who are sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father, and those who are bedridden, and those who just say, "Pray for me, Lord." We ask that you continue to give us strength, Heavenly Father, and continue to bless us to keep on keeping on. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the unction of your spirit. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it's by grace, Heavenly Father, that we are able to live, move, and have our beings. We ask, will something be said or done to glorify and edify who you are? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity once more to be on this platform. We thank you for the doors that you're opening, and we thank you for the doors that you're going to open and the doors that has already been opened. Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless this particular ministry to be strategic in leading us to the will of God and help us to be excellent in whatever we do and say, Lord, according to your will. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be ambassadors and to be instrumental to every person that we meet. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every organization, Lord, that we step our feet into, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the success of the organizations, Heavenly Father, and continue to move the ministry. We give it unto you, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would everyone relinquish anything that is not like you, relinquish anything that is hindering or would hinder the ministry from going forward. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. And we ask, Heavenly Father, as we relinquish this prayer, that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And what I want you to do is please get out a sheet of paper. I'm actually working in my journal, as I have been. But get out a sheet of paper, and the psalm for today is Psalm 105. And as you're getting your paper, I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, "For the Lord is good." Amen. "His mercy is everlasting." Did you hear what I said? I said, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations." That is Psalm 105. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As we begin to build this matrix, I want you to build a cross, the same cross that Jesus hung upon. I want you to just build a cross, kind of like a cross when you buy a necklace and you put a cross on it. I want you to build a cross. And actually, you can call it a line graph. Some people call it line graph. Some people call it a cross. Some people call it a T. Okay? All right. Now, in box number one, which is on the left-hand side, box number one, I want you to put needs. Box number two, which is right across from box number one at the top, I want you to put wants. Box number three, I want you to put charity. Box number four, I want you to put result. And in the middle, where Jesus hung on the cross, I want you to put, this time I want you to put Jesus. Last time we put God, but I want you to put Jesus, because we're going higher and higher in the Lord. Okay. Now then, for those of you who are new, when we look at our needs, what do we need more of? We need more joy, we need more peace, we need more happiness. What is it that we need more of? And we're not going to be selfish. Remember, I said we're going to include, and I want you to put this under needs, family, friends, and then put your name. Okay? So you're going to have three columns under the huge heading of needs. All right? With our wants, that's a self-evaluation. And I want you to look at it in the perspective of edifying the kingdom and growing more each and every day of your life. We look at charity. It says, "Now by the faith, hope, and charity, the greatest of these is charity." When we talk about charity, think about what sacrifices. Because you remember that we ask God for two things. And God says, okay. He says, "I'm going to grant you these two things. And I'm going to grant you more, actually. But what are you willing to give up?" This could include food. This could include a plethora of anything. Something that you know for a fact that you're aware of that's not good for you. Okay? That's between you and God. Now, it says result. What is the result going to be from all of this? What God is asking, and I'm going to be very honest with you, God asks, the revelation, the Spirit of God, the vision of God says, "What do you want? What is it?" We have to be specific with God. During Christmas, the kids say exactly what they want, and we know exactly what to go get. During birthdays, we say exactly what we want, right? When you look at a house, you say exactly what you want in your house. When you look at a car, you know exactly what type of car you have. Well, we're talking to God, and God has everything. So we have to be specific when we go to God. Yes, God already knows. He already knows. But it's something about, as I said before, something about writing the vision and making the vision plain. It's something about that. And we must do that. Amen? So I want us to really, as I get the music together here, I want us to really think about that aspect. What result do we want? What is it that we want? God is asking that particular question. You know, some people just want peace and joy. They have everything else. Some people just want understanding. They have everything else. But God is asking. He's not asking what your neighbor wants. This is something personal because we've already at the top. We've covered that. And so it's time now for us to go to God. And God is asking specifically, he said, What is it that you want? What is it that you want? And if God is asking that, then we need to tell God. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get the music together here. And as the music is playing, like right now, we're going to... And I'm working on the sound. I'm going to have to get some more speakers here. But the point is, we're writing. Okay? And let's go ahead and begin writing. And if the music stops for some reason, that's okay. Just keep writing in our journals. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. And the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Amen, amen, amen. And if you're still writing, continue to write. But I want to point out something. If you notice in this particular axle, in this quadrant, in each quadrant, Jesus is a part of it. Jesus is always in the middle. Amen. And God should always be first. He should always be the numerator in our lives. And he's always the head. And so Jesus should be in the middle of everything when we look at our needs, our wants, our charity, and the results. Because God is able to do everything but fail. And so it's very important, as God was speaking, as he continues to allow us, notice that term, allow, he continued to allow us to progress in life. God says that all these things that we've written down, such as understanding and healing and joy and peace and all of these things, God says these are things that we carry on our journey. He says, because sometimes it rains. He says, sometimes the sun is out. And so, in order to become a better person, we have to begin to emulate God. And when we do that, God says the journey runs much smoother. And God says we always have to remain focused on him and keep him close. You notice that in this axle, Jesus is not in a corner somewhere. Jesus is in the middle of it all. And that's how we want God to be, as close to us as possible. And so that's the main thing. Just keep God close and put God in everything that you do, whatever it is, and pray to God and bless God and praise God. You know how to praise God. Amen. Because we serve a good God, and God will never fail us. And so in looking at all these things, and all of these attributes and all of these adjectives, we must begin to wear these things on a daily basis. We're champions for God. And champions win. How do they win? They win by being imitators of God, how we treat people. God said it doesn't matter about anything else. He says, what is inside of your heart? That what builds a champion is the heart. That's what causes you to progress, is your heart. Right? That's in the physical sense, and it's also in the spiritual sense. Because in order for you to be able to be physical and work out, your heart has to be functioning. And so in the spiritual sense, in order for us to love and experience God's joy and his grace, our hearts have to be right. Amen. So we're going to keep God at the center of everything, because I know God's going to do it. God says no matter how it looks, you can look outside, and if the clouds are dark, God says don't let that fool you, because at some point the sun's going to have to shine. He says when you go to the beach and you see the waves pounding on the shore, don't let it fool you, because the waves even have to cease sometime. So I say all that to say that we serve a good God, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And so we're going to continue every Monday, God's will, evaluating our hearts and our minds, so that we can become better for Christ. Amen? Amen. As we begin and get ready to shift, go ahead and get your notepads or your paper or whatever you want to write on. And we're going to go over our basic Spanish. If you need to see a visual, if you go to Love's Media and Event page, you will see the page that we're going to go over, which is page number 3. So let's go ahead and get ready to transition. Amen. As soon as this song is over, we're going to be right into Espanol. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, how excellent, by Mr. Walt Whitman. Amen. Now let's get ready to transition into Espanol. We're going to have a brief little mini session. Remember, I told you that we were going to make note cards, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Once again, if you need a visual, if you would go, I made a little generics, a little screenshot here. If you go to Love's Media and Event Coverage, you will see if you scroll down, keep scrolling, you will see on this particular page the words that we're going to cover. Amen. And I will spell out the words as well, and I will say the words. And that's what we're going to do today for Spanish. And then as we get on the radio every single day, after, for instance, Gospel Tomorrow, we're still going over our book, Spiritual Guide. After we finish that, we're going to review of our words without looking at the back of the card. All right? All right, so let's get ready. Hola, buenos dias. I say good morning, but it's hola, buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Hola, buenas tardes. Hello, good evening. Okay? All right, so let's start with our word bank. The first word that you need to write on your card is el apellido. El apellido. E-L, lowercase. Then you need a space. A, P, E, L, L, I, D, O. El apellido. Say it with me. El apellido. El apellido. With the snap. El apellido. El apellido. El apellido. That means, and on the back of the card, turn the card over, last name. Okay? So let's say it one more time. El apellido. El apellido. El apellido means last name. El apellido. El apellido. El apellido means last name. All right? Cool. That's numero uno. So put a number one. Told you we was going to incorporate other things in here. All right, that's number one. Let's go ahead. Number two. La avenida. 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 Say it with me. La avenida. La avenida. La avenida means avenue. La avenida. La avenida. La avenida means avenue. Okay, so you ready for the spelling? L-A, lowercase. Skip a space. A-V-E-N. La avenida. La avenida. Turn it over. Turn the card over. That means avenue. This is card numero dos. Okay. All right. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes means good afternoon or good evening. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. So let's go ahead and write it. Capital B. U. E. N. A. S. Skip a space. Lowercase. T. A. R. D. E. S. Capital B. Tardenas. Skip a space. Tardes. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. It means good afternoon or good evening. So we're going to say from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, that's afternoon. We're going to call that afternoon. But evening, we're going to say from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Because after 8, then we're going to start saying noche, which is night, but we haven't got there yet. See, I told you we're going to incorporate. This is card number 3. All right, let's move on. Buenos dias. I'm going to say it slowly and fast. Ready? Buenos dias. Speed it up. Buenos dias. Keep up. Buenos dias means good morning. Buenos dias. Good morning. Okay, you get the picture. Capital B. U. E. N-O-S, space, D-I-A-S. Now, tell you, once we understand these words, because we're just like fish in the water, once we understand these words, we're going to actually, when we spell, we're going to actually spell in Espanol instead of B, B, okay? But we're just learning. So we're doing good by being able to pronounce the words, okay? Buenos dias. Say it with me. Say it like you mean it. Buenos dias. Say it like you mean it. Buenos dias. That means good morning. Okay, so let's turn the card over and put good morning. Y'all don't be laughing. I'm for real. I'm just playing. All right, one more time. Buenos dias. Say it with attitude. Buenos dias. It means good morning. Now, we're not going to practice saying it like that. You'll go out in the morning and say, buenos dias. People look at you like, wow, you have an attitude. No. But for learning purposes, so you can understand it. You know what I'm saying? Buenos dias. You can say it very, like, business-like. Buenos dias. If you're talking to a friend, hey, ¿qué pasó? Buenos dias. Okay, so this is card, let's see here, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, four. Okay, here we go. Let's move on. La calle. Say it. La calle. La calle means street. La calle means street. Now you have to kind of get like what do you call that word? You kind of have to get like jazzy. La calle means street. La calle. It's kind of like, you know, happy. La calle. Street. La L A. Skip a space. C A L L E. I'm thinking la calle, but it's la calle. La calle. Street. Right? All right. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Cinco, okay, cinco, número 5. Okay, here we go. ¿Cuál? I'm thinking of kale, but it's ¿cuál? Means what or which. ¿Cuál? 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 It's kind of like you're talking about seafood. ¿Cuál? 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 What or which? Let's say it. ¿Cuál? 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 It's kind of like ¿por qué? But it's ¿cuál? ¿Cuál? It's kind of like throwing, you know, how you throw your fish, your hook out there to catch fish. It's like ¿cuál? Right? ¿Cuál? ¿Cuál? Okay? C-U-A-L. C-U-A-L. That means what or which. C-U-A-L. On the back, what? ¿Cuál? Which? Now, if you're speaking and you want to be more businesslike, you say, sí, señora. That means yes, señora. But we haven't gotten there yet, see? I'm giving you some extra words. Okay. So, ¿cuál? Means what or which. So, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Six. Okay. Here we go. ¿Cuál? All right. De nada. De nada. You have to say it like you mean it. De nada. De nada. You're so thankful. You're welcome. De nada. Let's say it. Ready? One, two, three. Say it. De nada. De nada. It's kind of like Doom Dada, that song, but it's de nada. De nada, 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 you're welcome, 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 de nada, you're welcome. Now, you know, if we were together, you know, I would tell you to put a beat, you know, de nada, you're welcome, de nada. Then we get the keys going and we'll make a song. But we'll make a song out of all the songs, but we're trying to learn the words first. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so de nada means you're welcome. D-E, capital D, lowercase e, skip a space, N-A-D-A. Say it one more time. De nada, you're welcome. De nada, you're welcome. Okay. All right. I think I'm in the band room or something. Here we go. It means you're welcome. So here we go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. Oh, Lord. Number seven. All right. Call it number seven. Here we go. La dirección. You have to stress it. Like you stressed that, la dirección. Whew. La dirección. La dirección. You have to roll. La dirección. La dirección. La, say it. La. La dirección. La dirección. Roll. La dirección. Y'all are having way too much fun. All right, I want you to say it. La, follow me. Come on. La dirección. La dirección. You're trying to get that drrr. La dirección. La dirección. That means address. La dirección. Address. You ready? La dirección means address. La dirección means address. La dirección means address. La dirección address. That's what it means. La dirección means address. La dirección means address. Okay? You gotta roll. You gotta roll. La dirección. That's address. So here we go. Lowercase. L-A. then skip a space, DirecciOn, la dirección, that means address, so put it on the back, address, address, la dirección, say it with me 5 times, la dirección, address. Good. Excellent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. See, it's numero 8. We're going to learn that word too. Amen. We're just trying to get through it, to get to it. Praise God. Okay. Donde. Donde means where. Donde. Where. It's like a strong. It's like real strong. It's like a lion. Donde. That means where. There used to be something where we said, ¿Dónde vives? But we are saying, ¿Dónde? It's a hard D. It's like, ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde? Where? It's like, think about a lion. This is a strong word because it's asking where. ¿Dónde? And then somebody may say, ¿Dónde vives? But that's not on there yet. So you look it up. That'll be your homework. When I say these extra words, look it up because it's going to come up again. But here we go. Donde. Let's say it. Ready? Donde. 4 more times. Donde. Say it like you mean it. Donde. 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 Now really say it. Donde. Okay. Where? Donde. Donde. Just say it, you know. It's just like, you don't even have to try hard to say that word. It's just like, ¿dónde? That's where, right? All right, so here we go. It's a capital D-O-N-D-E, and on the back, it means where. Let's say it one more time. ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde? Means where. Ready? So let's count how many cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sí, 9. Okay, number 9. Praise the Lord. Okay. This one's easy. The next one. In. In means in or on. In. 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 It's like doing exercises. Up, down. Up, down. But it's saying in. 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 Right? You get it. E-N. On the back means in or on. We're not going to spend too much time on that word because it's easy. In or on. Okay? Say it like you mean it. In means in or on. Praise the Lord. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Praise the Lord. We're on number 10. Numero 10. Card number 10. All right. Gracias. Somebody say thank you. Gracias. You roll it. Gracias. Or you can say gracias. Gracias. Or if you really want to pronounce it, gracias. 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 And what's that word we learned? De nada. De nada. It's like doom dada. De nada. You have to say it like de nada, like my pleasure. De nada. Gracias. Okay, you're excited. And then the recipient says de nada. Because nobody's going to say de nada. No. Unless they're being sarcastic. You're going to say gracias. De nada. Okay, we get it. All right, so here we go. Gracias. G-R-A-C-I-A-S. Just think about grace, right? Grace is a root word. Gracias. Thank you. Right? God gives grace. I say thank you. So on the back, put thank you. We're moving on up. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, my. 11, number 11. Me. You got to sound real. You know, you're talking about yourself. You're talking about you own something that is mi libro. You know, little kids say, mi tia, mi madre. You know, little bitty kids. That's my mama. You know, mi hermana. Mi tía, mi tío, mi libro. You know, they say that. So it's me. It's kind of like your, you know, you all that. Me. That means my. Me. Okay? It's like you're sounding out some me. You know, you're saying me libro. Me. Teléfono, mi casa, su casa, sí, mi lápiz, mi perro, mi español, mi lápiz, we already said that. Okay. Mi pluma. So me is my, as you can guess. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Number 12. 11, 12, 13. I think that was 13. Okay. Muchas gracias. Wow. Now, there's a thank you, gracias, but there is a muchas, gracias, muchas, gracias. Do you understand me? Thank you very much. Now, some people, when they're sarcastic, they'll say muchas gracias. Thank you very much, like, for your information. But this is muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Somebody does something nice. You know, so you can say gracias. Or somebody go out their way and do something really nice. Muchas gracias. You know, you can make it as big as you want to. Somebody give you a pen. Muchas gracias. Yeah. And somebody say, oh, I like that hat that you have on. I like purse that you have on. I like, gracias. Somebody picks up a pen for you, have a pen. Muchas gracias. It just depends on how dramatic you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Muchas gracias. It's kind of like hallelujah. It's like the highest thank you in the world. But it's muchas gracias. Let's say it. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Muchas. See, you're so excited that you can hardly hear the grrr. So it's muchas gracias. It's like real quick, right? You want to get it out. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. So that would be our last card. Muchas gracias. Grrr. Muchas gracias. Okay? We're having way too much fun. Woo! All right. I've had too much chocolate tonight. All right. Thank you very much. That's what it means. All right. So let's go over it again. Redundancy, right? Because we want to get the result of learning. That's what we want to do. So we're going to go over it. Here we go. Are you ready? El apellido. Get that in your mind. Long-term memory. El apellido. Come in my long-term memory. El apellido. Come in my long-term memory. Because that means my last name. Ready? El apellido. Come in my long-term memory. El apellido. Come in my long-term memory. El apellido. Come in my long-term memory. Because that means my last name. El apellido. Last name. La Avenida. That's my avenue. La Avenida. Let's say it right. La Avenida. That's my avenue, la avenida. That's my avenue, la avenida. That's my avenue, oh, la avenida. That's my avenue. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon to you. 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 Buenas tardes. Good evening to you. Buenas tardes. Good evening to you. I said buenas tardes. Good evening to you. Buenas tardes. Good evening to you. Buenos dias. Good morning, my friend. 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 La calle, that's my street. I say la calle, that means my street. La calle, I live on that street. Oh, la calle, I live on that street. Girl, 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 what did you say? Girl, what did you say? Gail, which one is it? Gail, which one is it? De nada, you're welcome. I said, de nada, you're so welcome. De nada, you are welcome. La dirección, that's my address. La dirección. That's my address. La dirección. That's my address. Well, donde vives. That's where I live. Donde vives. That's where I live. In Waco, Texas. In Waco, Texas. In, it means in our own. In, it means in our own. Well, gracias, that means thank you. Gracias, that means thank you. Me means my. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Let's just go over it real quick. El apellido, last name. La avenida, avenue. Buenas tardes, good evening, good afternoon. Buenos días, good morning. La calle, street. ¿Cuál? What or which? De nada. You're welcome. La dirección. La dirección means address. ¿Dónde? Where? In our own. Gracias. Thank you. Me is my. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. That's how it works. Now, on Tomorrow God's Will, and you're going to be responsible for studying, we're going to, for instance, say last name. El apellido, avenue. We're going to say la avenida, good afternoon. Buenas tardes, good morning. Buenos días, street, la calle, what, which, cual, you're welcome. De nada, address, la dirección, donde, where, in or on. Gracias, thank you, ma. Me, thank you very much. Muchas gracias. You see how that redundancy and how the patterns of singing and putting music and rhythm, you see how that helps with learning? Because it processes, once we begin to scaffold and form patterns with our learning, it goes automatically into long-term memory because our brain is attracted to patterns. Our brain is attracted to lyrics. That's why kids, or even us who as adults, if we continue to listen to a song, we can learn the lyrics. But then you're like, you can learn these lyrics and you can hardly understand what the rapper is saying, but you can't learn the Pythagorean theorem. Well, it's because of the redundancy, and it's because of the different ways of learning. So when we teach, when we instruct, we can't just teach one way. We have to utilize, and you already know this, but it's one thing to know it and one thing to put it in practice. You have to utilize different things. You have to put it to music. You have to put it to body part, body gesturing. And so even with that little bit, we already know all these words. La calle street. You asked me that. La dirección. What is la dirección? You know, what is, you know, they're not, you're welcome. You know, we can just say it. El apellido, last name. You know, because we learned so many ways. And so we're going to continue to do this. And then once we get that, then we're going to deposit all this in our long-term memory because that's where it's going. And then we're going to go to the second phase here. And once we do that for a week, then we're going to spiral back. And we're going to do both of these together. Then we're going to have a holistic approach. That's why it's no real rush to, I mean, it is, you know, we're going to learn conversational Spanish in a month or so, but we want it to be correct. And so we can learn it in a month if we continue this route, because once we get the foundation down, the rest of it is kind of like review. Once we get the, once we see the sentences, we can understand it. And once we have the core, it's kind of like sight words. Once you know the sight words, then you can pretty much know the other words. Well, once we know the core words of Espanol and we hear it in sentences, we can put, because this is a process, learning Spanish. But we're going to learn it in about a month, conversational. And then we're going to keep going, of course. But our goal, we're going to learn it in about a month. So just hang in there with me. We're going to be faithful because I really want to know Spanish, and we're going to learn it. You're going to take Dr. Love's class, Alfreda Love's class online, and we have 200 people listening, so 200 people can help teach somebody else. But keep your note cards, and our next class on tomorrow, guys, we're going to go over the song. We're going to make up a song. I might bring my keyboard out. We're going to make up a song with these words, and I'm just going to call it out, and we're going to go on integrity. Don't look at your cards or nothing. I'm going to say la calle, and you tell me it's street. I'm going to say in. You tell me it's in or on. I'm going to say la dirección. You're going to tell me that's address. I'm going to say muchas gracias. You're going to say thank you very much. I'm going to say de nada. You're going to say that means you're welcome. You know, and so it's an integrity thing because obviously I can't see y'all, but once we start the Skype, and once we learn, then we can have conversations on Skype, number Spanish. Like one day I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say go to your business, and it's not going to be soon because we have to learn. I'm going to say, and your task is to speak in Espanol to someone who understands it. All day, you know. You can't ask somebody for something without asking in Spanish. You know, that's once we really learn it now. Cause, and you can't say, yo necesita el lápiz para escribe nota para estudiante. Because it has to be all in Spanish. I said, I need a pencil to write a note for a student or something. I just made up a question. I mean, I just made up something. But, you know, you can't say, when somebody say, ¿Dónde vives? Yo vivo, Waco, Texas, but no, we want it all in Espanol. The Spanish is trying to come back to me, but we're going to learn the proper way to do it where we can speak it fluently. That's the thing, speaking it, building up our fluency. But first we have to build our It's not funny. We have to build our knowledge up before we build our fluency. You understand? So, and we're going to add, of course, we're going to have some CDs on Fridays. We'll bring the CD. The CD is pretty quick, but I didn't want to throw that on you like that with the CD because, like I said, I didn't want to put the fish in the water and without a, you know, I didn't want to put anybody in the water without a life jacket. So, you know, we're going to, with the CD, you know, I'm going to play the CD on Friday. That way I've already exposed you to what they're going to be talking about on the CD, and you won't be lost. Amen? Amen. Because my job is to save you from the flood. I don't want to throw you in the flood and now you drown. I'm trying to save folks. I'm in the saving business. I'm in the kingdom business. I'm not trying to throw you in the water where you're going to drown. If anything, I'm trying to rescue you. I'm trying to save you out of the water. Praise the Lord. But anyway, that's that. And we're going to be faithful to the Spanish. We're going to be very faithful to it because we can learn it. And we can learn it right here on the radio. I can teach it to you. And this is the only thing I ask, since this is a free class. This is the only thing I ask. I ask that you teach somebody else because I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. And you know, these sessions are all archived. So if you want to lead a session, then just play the archive session. It's free. Now, when we start talking about the certifications and things, I'm gonna build a site, and we're going to literally have classes where we study because I really want to take the Spanish test. I really do, because it's very important. That's a language. It's a language that's very important. When I went to the bookstore, I picked up a French book. I was like, whoa, I need to learn Spanish first before I think about French. But I want to get Spanish down. I want it to come back to me. I have it. It's in my long-term memory, but it's way in my long-term memory because I hadn't been using it. And so it's coming back to me now as I'm going through it with you guys. And that's why it's an honor for me to be on with you guys because, you know, it's just good to be on with you and learn with you and all that great stuff. But anyway, this concludes the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I do want to tell you for our history department, with the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic, I'm going to allow you to listen to an interview by Miss Marianne Williamson. As you all know, she is one of the number one New York bestsellers. She's one of Oprah's dear friends. And she's talking about a Sister Giant conference that she's hosting this week, the 2nd through the 4th in D.C. And we're going to have different legislators speaking. And it's going to be live stream and all that good stuff. But I'm going to give you the opportunity as one of my listeners to listen to her interview. One of the things that we pride ourselves in is education and sharing information and growing people. And so I want you to have the opportunity to listen to Miss Marianne Williamson, look up her bio, and I'm going to actually place this on my site tonight before going to bed. So make sure that you see it. Make sure that you listen to it. In addition to that, just continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Where Jesus Shines with Love. Also, you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. You can click on StellarGospelMusic.com or AfritaLoveShow.com, whichever one that you would like to select. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook me, AfritaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. I would love to interview you on this particular show. So please be sure to email me with your information. In addition to that, as you all know, we have started our basic Spanish classes. The goal of this particular class is to be able to speak conversational Spanish within a month and feel comfortable doing so. And so it's very important that we get the basics down, the basics in business, the basics in settings so that we can become productive in that, and we're going to do that. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Okay. Be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com. I know we have a lot of new guests, but we're going to go over the website. We're going to select Wednesdays to go over the website. We're going to go over the website with you on Wednesdays for all the newcomers. Also, we have stellargospelmusic.com. And so please check that out. And once again, we'll go over that website on Wednesdays for the newcomers. Also, understand on tomorrow, we're going to have Goswell. We're going to have a spiritual guide on the go, and we're going to be still walking and trying to perfect our walk with God. And I'm going to give you some brief lessons that's in the book and things of that nature, and we're going to do an activity. And then after we do that activity, we're going to go back to Espanol, right? And so el apellido, okay, we're going to go back to that. La calle, we're going to go back to all that. We're going to be saying that in our sleep. Amen, somebody wake us up, what is la dirección? La dirección, address, okay. What is a donde, where? People should be able to ask us that, and we know it, you know. So I may be talking, and I may say, oh, donde, where? And go back to what I'm saying. So you have to be ready at all times. In addition to that, you can click on alfreda.hubpages.com and check that out as well. But make sure that you come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we have some great things going on. If you want to come on the ministry, just email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. Remember that the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration is on Friday at Lakewood Church. I have a lot of representatives going. The Gospel Celebration will be at that particular time. And so we're looking for... to have pictures and things available for you on next week, okay? Also, just continue to pray for everybody, you know. Continue to pray for the schools, pray for just everybody. Everybody needs prayer. God is good. We serve a big God, y'all. We serve a big God. And all you have to do is take everything to God. And when you take it to God, take it in prayer. That's all you have to do is take everything to God in prayer, and God will fix it for you. Amen. Hey, man, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I told you about tomorrow. Come back on tomorrow, God's will, because on tomorrow we're going to have a spiritual guide on the go, and we're going to have Espanol. I told you about that. Told you about the event that's coming up. I told you about the websites. Told you about praying for your family and others. Okay. I think that'll do it. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.